final thing before we leave here, just is the in the 17th century, the Hamiltons supported King Charles I in the Civil War, which of course swept both Scotland and England. And in fact, the Duke of Hamilton was executed down in London for his part in the attempt to keep King Charles on the throne. So King Charles got his head chopped off, and so did the Duke of Hamilton. And so Cromwell's army came up here, and they occupied this building. General Monk was here for a while, and Jeff Bailey told me that he came across a reference somewhere, said that Kinneil House was used for storing biscuits and cheese for the army. But we also know that a general called Lilburn stayed here, and he commanded presumably part of the Cromwellian forces that were hunting for King Charles II, hiding in and around about the Bridge of Larbert. And the lady, his wife, Lady Alice Lilburn, stayed in this house. Now, the women will understand this, but he was away doing soldierly things all the time. And she said, look, can I go into Bowness for the shopping? No. Can I go up to Falkirk? Definitely not. You stay in the house. Well, she got more and more depressed, according to the story anyway. And I think she tried to go somewhere, and he got rather annoyed, so he locked her up somewhere in a room, somewhere up the top there. And of course, as every born in Bowness knows, Lady Alice Lilburn died in the Gilburn. She jumped out the window, and I suspect that some Lothario, well, probably from Falkirk, I think, was saying, I'll move it to the left, I'll get you, darling. Anyway, he missed her, and she landed in the burn. And the consequence of that, of course, is that according to Adrian Mahoney and others who like to spread these stories because it brings attention to the building, she is seen walking about here at different times. There's a recipe for seeing her. I don't think you can do this now because I think Gersey Nichols is closed, is it, the pub? But apparently, if you go up there and have about six whiskies and come down here late at night, then you'll see a ghostly presence somewhere around about here. We're going to